Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow, I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show, I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another week. Oh, thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Beans. Man, they winged the hell out of it for me last week. Let me tell you what had happened.
You know I'm laughing right now. Okay, this is the black I'm used to. I don't know who that was last week. But I'm glad you're back. But it was cool.
Man,
like, it was great energy for the show because me and Smooth had a great time just wilding off of you. You know what I'm saying? But this
I can only imagine. I didn't even go back and listen to the show because I was like, they're going to be assholes, so we ain't going to go there. But what had happened was, it was somebody that I know birthday. And so I took them out trying to get them messed up. But this was like my first time going to this particular restaurant, too. The restaurant, man, they make the drink so goddamn strong. You know,
well,
I wasn't ready.
You were lightweight.
No, bruh, no. If
you
see,
when it comes to...
you, You don't. I don't even take you on the new Facebook page because I don't be on the other one. Man, listen.
Okay.
We went to a Mexican restaurant. I ordered two pitchers of top shelf. Top shelf Texan, right? Two pitchers. It's only me and this person. Boom, we smash out one pitcher. Damn near, we smashed out 3/4 of the second pitcher. And, baby, when I tell you, we was both lit. He was throwing up. That's how strong they were. Like,
yeah, y'all was
they
lit.
Was not playing.
Was
so I'm messing with him, and then I come lay down and do the show and everything. And then I come on and I'm like, hey, shit, no. I went to sleep. Y'all was doing the show and I had the phone to my ear and I kept coming in and out as I was sleeping. And I hear Smooth with the bullshit the whole show. I'm like,
that was a reminiscence.
You
took me back. I was like, yo, I ain't been going like blackballing in a long time, man. Like,
I was going,
since the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
When you come to the A, remind me. You got to remind me to take you to that spot.
All right. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to see what's up with this Texas, whatever you said it was.
Man, listen.
And we're going to go to the strip club right after.
I don't know if we told him because it was his birthday. I don't know, but we was out of there. Go. I'm talking about, like, done. And believe it or not, like, guys, I am sleep deprived. When I tell you I got so much good shit coming for y'all. And I'm home, and somebody's like, you're a homebody, how you sleep deprived? I said, if you think I just sit at home and twiddle my fingers, you got to be out your rabbit ass mind. Like, it don't come that easy. Like, it's I've been working on
things. It's the hustle. It's the hustle time.
At
right now.
One time, and that's all I can say.
If you're a hustler,
like, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all first, you know, but I like to allow things to, you know, flourish, but I'm sleep deprived. I am. And so, Saturday, I got up, I made breakfast, and then, like, laid back down and was knocked out for like 3 hours. And I'm like, what in the hell? And so, today, I did the same thing again. I got up today, I had ate something about 11, and then I finally got my TV, y'all, put up on the wall. Now, if y'all pay attention, I buy a lot of big shit. And because I don't know how to put it up and I'm funny about who come to my house, I leave it in boxes sitting around until I get somebody to come put it together. And so I finally got the TV put up on the wall in the living room. So I went in there and I was trying to, you know, set stuff up in there. And then I decided to cook. And I laid down about 5 o'clock. I want to say about 5 o'clock. I laid down and I woke up like 20 minutes before the show. Mo had texted me and I was like, and that's when I woke up.
Like,
I'm so drained. I sit in the house and just sleep.
Exactly.
Like, I haven't had that.
You were scared before.
And God knows
how long.
Like,
it's
nice. Just been me. Running.
I was like, hold on, last week and then this week, I'm like, yo, I'm about to really, you know, have an intervention with you real quick. Like, yo, what's going on? But, all right, I'm glad everything's good. All right, cool.
No, sleep deprived like fuck. I am really working to push these books now. I got a shitload of content. I got quite a few photo shoots coming up. Gosh. I got to get some headshots. I'm going to make my IMDb Pro page. You know, here's the thing. I did not know Amazon was into so much. And I am an Amazon influencer. But I honestly didn't know that they was in so much. And so the IMDb, International Movie Database Pro, is where the writers, the actors, and so on and so forth, you know, you go to show you active. Now, there's plenty of people that's on there that's not working, not making money, and they just have it because Hollywood wants to see you. But Hollywood told me this week, you got to make this page. And I go, and they're like, it's $150 for a whole year just to have a membership. Like this is why Jeff is so rich. Like, he got the movie scene. He got everything on lock. And so it's absolutely amazing. But I got to get my headshots and stuff like that, just one professional look, to be able to, you know, promote what I'm doing there and so on and so forth. So, you know, I got that. I got quite a few eye candy looks coming up for you guys. Gosh, these books are coming out. I've been getting copyrights and all that good stuff done for the last ones that I don't have, and definitely working on the movie side of things. And, baby, I'm exhausted. I'm drained to pieces. But I'm getting it done. So that's the most important part. Like, I, you know, Spirit had to redirect my attention and say, hey, you got to get it done. You got to focus. And, of course, I've been doing my tarot readings and the process. I got 3 videos of YouTube content in my phone that I haven't even uploaded. They just in my phone. And it don't take but 5 minutes to upload these videos from my phone, but I just really have not uploaded it. And that's to say how exhausted that I have been. But this week, I really, really plan on getting some rest because I know I need it, and I'm working on this really huge goal. But this week I plan on getting some rest because it's really killing me.
Yeah, you gotta rest up. You gotta recharge the batteries, you know?
I know, that's right. How was your week?
So yeah, my week was good. You know, so if you new to the show, I always name my weeks, and this week is, you know, Key to Life, Keep a Bag Coming, you know. So I've been zoning off this one show on Netflix, 2 shows actually, but the second show I'm going to talk about in the world-famous chop-up. But the first show is this show I stumbled upon, and it's called Meat Eater on Netflix, right? And it's just like this dude who just be hunting, and he just be eating, you know, he eat meat, you know what I'm saying? So he just go all over the country hunting and stuff like that. So I really kind of got some inspiration for that, you know what I'm saying? Because real estate is like hunting, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you kind of size it up or whatever. So long story short, real estate was strong this week, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? Like the market is starting to pop off a little bit, and I'm here to take full advantage of it. And then nice weekend, interior decorating, so it's all coming together. And just a side note, for anybody out here, you know, I got the keys to your next apartment if you're moving in Brooklyn, so holla at the kid, you know what I'm saying? And then with this COVID, you know, when this COVID dust settles, because it seems like it's starting to settle a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking about this with some people this week, like how – to me, you know, and I think me and Smooth touched on this last week, like this whole COVID shit was like kind of political, like where there's smoke, there's fire. But, you know, I think it was a plea to get Trump out of office. Now he's out of office. And now all the vaccines is coming and this and that, and things are starting to get back to normal. So I guess what I'm trying to say is once the COVID dust settles, I'm in need of a nice vacation and an investment property. So I'm just, you know, stacking my dough. And like I said, I really like what I was seeing in Detroit. So I'm just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting it together, man. Multi streams of income. I told you this year we're talking money. And, you know, that's what I'm all about. So, you know, things is falling into place. So, you know, I'm happy about that. So that was my week.
Man, you're getting in it, man. I have been working on this idea for I've had this idea for about 4 or 5 years, creating this documentary. And it keeps going away, coming back, going away, coming back. And, you know, this is how I know that I need to shoot this documentary, because it keeps going and coming back, going and coming back. And so I'm going to take off with that. I'm looking for someone that knows how to shoot a professional documentary. It has to be with the exact minutes. It has to be professionally cut, edited, lens, everything. I need a top-notch professional to get this documentary shot and done to go on Amazon and YouTube. So I need to know. I need to get somebody. If you're on my social media, send me an inbox. Let's get it done. All business, no play. I hate when men come to me for a task and then you end up losing the job because you're so busy trying to be in my presence or get up under me. That's not business. Let's keep it business, not personal. People tell me all the time, you funny acting, you know, I inbox you. Yeah, don't inbox me. Keep it funky with me, you know. So I need a professional videographer to get this project done. And it's going to be a project that I'm going to need you to hold near and dear to your heart, because if I'm giving you my money, I need you to be near and dear. I need this to be near and dear to you, you know. So, yeah, let's get this popping. And I'm looking to move on this by the beginning of next month. FYI. So, yeah. If you are on my social media, hit me up. If you need to know how to contact me in any way, go to my Linktree link, and that has all of my links, and you can inbox me anywhere there. It's linktr.ee/THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK. Let's get it popping. I really need to get that process going. This week I am really going to get rest. I promise I am.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I'm saying? As far as the batteries. But yeah.
Yeah, it's third, it's second quarter. It's takeoff. And so generally I'll take off in first quarter. I have done so much behind the scenes work. This year was different because I was doing the behind the scenes work first. And generally I do the behind the scenes work at the fourth quarter to come out running on the first quarter. But for some reason I know this year is different because this year I did the behind-the-scenes work in the first quarter. So second quarter, I'm coming out swinging. Like, that's all I know. So, and we are here. The second quarter is among us in a couple weeks, and I am ready. My plate is absolutely the fuck full, and I have no complaints about it. So tonight we got a little petting. And a little funny.
Well, we didn't do the top
really
five countries.
Talk.
You don't want to shout them out?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead. Sorry about that, Mike.
Yeah. So, really quickly, you know, shout out to the top five countries listening in. We definitely appreciate your support. Tell a friend to tell a friend. So, number five, we got Sweden. Number four, we got the continent down under, Australia. Number three, we got Great Britain, also known as the United Kingdom. Number two, we got our neighbors in the north, Canada. And number one, of course, you got us, which is the United States of America. So shout out to all 50 states. And that's the top five. So if you want to get in the top five, you know, other countries out there, get your weight up.
Tell a friend and another friend to tune in to get into the top five. And shout out to all the other countries that's tuning in every single week. What's happening? Did you call to listen in, or did you have a comment? We haven't even started the topic yet.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I actually called to chime in on the topic or not.
Okay,
I'm going to
come back to you. I'm going to place you on hold
because I know you called last week, and we didn't get a chance to you know, tag you in. So definitely, man, I want to hear what you got to say about this topic. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm going to put them on hold real quick because we are just about to get into the topic, and I haven't gotten into the topic. How do you know somebody called last week?
Because I heard it. You remember last week, remember, you was here, but you wasn't here. But, you know, that's last
man,
week.
Man, it was so many people called
we
in.
We on it this week. We on it this week. That's what I said. It was a blur. That's how you know it was a good time, man. It seemed like it was a blur for
man,
you.
Man, I shy.
Yeah, that's why I told him, like,
look, I told him, how you know?
Sure you. Yeah. I do co-host the show, so, you know.
But yeah.
Oh man, I love it. So listen, we getting super petty tonight, right? Because everybody feels like you got to be the bigger person for a relationship, right? Everybody feels like you in this relationship, oh my God, it's such a great person. But let's get honest. We're going to get honest tonight. Would you rather? So tonight is the topic of would you rather, right? So boom, just say, hypothetically speaking, this can go in several different scenarios. If your mate gets sick and you have to stop having sex, would you stop having sex and remain in the relationship until they can have sex, or would you leave the relationship? Just say, y'all at odds, you know, you got to stop having sex with your mate. Your mate can't have sex no more. You love them, but they can't have sex no more. Would you not have sex no more and still stick with that person? Or would you leave the relationship? We're going to talk about some real-life shit, like, for real. I don't want to hear the politically correct answer. Oh, well, you know, that's my baby. I love him to death. Okay, that's your baby. You love him to death. But are you going to risk not having sex anymore? are you going to risk not having sex anymore because you love a particular person? and their journey, you know, they can't have sex no more, so you're going to say, you know what? I'm just going to keep the relationship. Now, the thing is, keeping the relationship and having sex outside of the relationship is not an option. You either give up sex.
How is that not an option?
Oh, yeah.
How is that not an option?
We're going to make this shit here real life.
Because
I know what y'all folks.
That ain't real life for me.
I know where y'all going to go with this shit. Y'all all going to be like, man, I could get someone outside if I love it. No, that's not even an option. It's not a possibility. You either going to stop having sex because this person can't have sex, or because you're working on this relationship to keep this person, or you're going to leave the relationship. Having sex with somebody else is not an option. Even with smooth, you know, even with smooth, slick dick ass, it's not an option. Having sex with somebody outside of your relationship is not an option. So what would you do, okay? What would you do, Mo?
Oh, I'm ditching the relationship, so it's over. If I can't, real quick and to the point that you made it real easy for me. You made it like so easy, like that I'm out. I gotta go.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't have sex without the relationship. Do you say no? It's just you or nothing else.
But look, you go long periods of time right now and not have sex. So why would you?
You said never, and I can't go outside the relationship. So if that's the case, then I'm not.
But what if it's just y'all need to work on your relationship? So what if your wife say, look, we got to work on our relationship. I want it to be stronger. We don't need to have sex for 6 months. We just need to focus on balance between both of us. Would you stay or would you go?
I'm gonna have to have options like outside.
It's not even on the table. You would not go six months to work on your marriage with your wife, bro?
Nah, I gotta have options. If I don't got options, then I'm out.
Listen, man. Oh my God. Okay. So you wouldn't go six months to work on your marriage with your wife with no sex. So I know damn well if something happened and your wife can never have sex again, you would leave. I mean,
if I can't have nothing outside, then yeah, I'm out. But I hate to be hard like insensitive. You said we ain't doing politically correct, right? So I'm gonna chill and all this shit. The real answer,
yeah,
like we
being real with ourselves, because people don't be real with themselves. They want to do what everybody on the outside think they should do. You in a relationship,
yeah,
and they feel like, well, you know, people know me, so you know I don't want to seem this way, so I'm gonna have options on the outside. No,
yeah,
options on the outside does not exist. You gotta either not have sex or you gotta walk away. And the salty truth is that I'm laughing at you, but a lot of people would have your same answer. Now, for me, if me and my partner needed to work on our relationship and we cannot have sex for 6 months and we can't have sex outside, I would wait 6 months. It's only 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because I know what it's like to not have sex with someone and work on each other and center each other, still be around each other and grow with each other, I know that our bond will be absolutely amazing, or it will be over. You know what I'm saying? Either we're going to work, if this person understands the power of a mental bond and mental stimulation, then I know that our relationship is going to be grander at the end of these 6 months. Now, if my partner cannot have sex anymore and I can't have any options on the outside and it's just us, I'm gone. And that's just that on that. You know, that's when Mary had a little lamb.
Hold on.
So,
wait, hold on. Did you just answer the question both ways? Or maybe
yeah.
I missed something. Wait, hold on. You just said yes to both answers.
No, I didn't.
I thought it's
got to
be either or.
No. I said, right. If my partner, so the both ways is, if you got to give up sex for 6 months with your partner to grow your relationship, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be,
okay.
would you stay
right.
or would you go? 6 months. You said you leave in 6 months if you don't have options.
Yeah.
I would stay for 6 months. I don't
okay.
have to have options.
But then you
I
said
can
you would
wait
leave.
For 6 months. Now,
but then what was the
if,
part you said you would leave?
The other part is if for some reason my partner can never have sex again and
oh.
I'm in a relationship, I'm going to leave.
Oh, okay. So you're saying 6 months you can do, but anything
I can do 6 months.
Lifetime.
But just being with somebody, like as of like, especially like right now, we're talking about right now. Now, if we old together and we already ain't having sex already as it is, then I get it. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, just to say like never ever, babe, you can't never get right no more. Like yeah, I don't think that this is going to work. I don't think that the universe meant for me to put myself aside for the situation. I mean,
yeah,
I'm here for
you. You're not trying
you
to
know,
you're
we
not
can
trying
talk
to
about anything.
You're not trying to turn into a nun. I'm not trying to turn into a priest. And, you know, that's what it
but
seemed
six
like.
Months,
you know what I'm
6 months more, you married. Hashtag happily married man. You couldn't
hashtag
wait 6 months.
Man. Nah, I'm out, man. I'm out. If I can't have nothing outside and then it's 6 months, nah, I'm out. I feel like I'm just.
Man,
it's,
you
I'm,
anal as hell.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just like,
6 months.
Caller,
answer the question.
Okay. Okay, now, look, first and foremost, I wish my Pisces brother a happy belated birthday. I wasn't able to do that last week because I was just with my phone was in and out. Second off, to you, Miss Lovely One, I'm kind of mad that, you know, when given the scenario, you actually closed off every loophole I was planning on using. But
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, I can't say that. Damn, I can't say that. So, I mean, but to answer straight up, though, nigga, whatever, okay, if it was a situation and for 6 months, I could do 6 months without a problem because I mean especially if me and this person has been together for years, we invested time and everything and whatnot, and how about this? And especially if during times to where I may have got the ball in any sector, and you were still there or whatever, for me to turn your back on something small like this or whatever, that'd be that real bullshit. Six months, really? I mean, honestly, 6 months could pass in a blink of an eye, if you're not always watching the clock. The fact that the way I am in relationships and whatever, it's not just sexual and whatever. Like pretty much, we sit, we chill, we watch movies, we play games, we do things to, just overall enjoy each other's company. So, I mean, so if you take sex off the table and whatever, that doesn't automatically annihilate the relationship. I mean, at least not for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Now, what about if your person can no longer have sex at all?
Wake up again?
Now, what if your person can no longer have sex at all?
Okay, well, when you say no longer have sex, whatever, does that mean I'm not allowed to eat the pussy neither? Because that may be a problem.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand this. Like that's crazy. No, you at least got to give them that. Like
eating the pussy is a form of sex.
Yeah,
no sex at all.
But why? But that's the point that I don't understand. Like
maybe this person just
gotta be realistic.
Whole closed up and they don't even have like their clit to even feel pleasure.
That's impossible.
Well, listen, they can't feel any type of pleasure, so there's no type of sex at all. Like, stop trying to get around the question. There's no type of sex for the rest of y'all lives with this person.
This is a fantasy question.
Would you leave?
I can't even suck on a titty.
Look, you can suck on the titties. Like, no. You can't have sex. You can't eat the pussy. You can't put your penis in the pussy.
No, I'm saying, like, can I at least suck a titty?
Yeah. She may not feel it, but you can do it if that turns her on. So if you can suck her titty, you will stay.
Okay, wait a minute. If she ain't feeling it, she ain't getting turned on, that defeats the purpose.
All right, I just told you. She's not getting turned on at all.
And she can't pleasure him?
Oh, no. We're gonna send it to some doctors, because some doctors going to fix that shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I respect your answer, because you still like, hey, let's try to find out a reason or a way. Even though it's a straight-up question, it's a stay-or-go question, you still try to find out a way. But, no, it's a stay-or-go question. If they cannot have sex at all, y'all went to the doctors, y'all did all that. They can no longer have sex at all. Would you stay or would you go?
Honestly, me being who I am or whatnot. If we actually build something real into whatever. Then once again into whatever. I don't think I'm gonna leave, because even if I do find someone that,
oh, right.
that who's to know that she's not gonna be a complete basket case? Who's to know she's not gonna be a complete total bitch? Who's to know she's not psycho? I mean, who's to know she's not all three wrapped in one? I mean, I'm not gonna dub history for mystery, and I'm not trying to get fucked over yet again. That in all fairness, that'd be like asking a female or whatever if a man for whatever reason was no longer able to, like, you know, to provide financially or whatever or whatnot. Would you stay or would you leave? Let's be serious here. Let's keep it a buck. Majority of females, they're running so fast, their shadow gonna be like, bitch, wait for me. Let's be serious here. It would not. Just like an interest of fitness, you know, when not asking one, it's kind of like asking the other.
Well, that's not the question. We're on it. But you raised some good points. So one moment, Carter, we'll be right back with you. So listen, here's the funny thing about it. Now, one of y'all said, will her ass still work? I could stick it in her
ass.
I was really about to say that.
That's why you shouldn't assume. Because I was about to say that, but you were like, no. Once you say it, you can't even look at it. I'm like,
for me, I'm not going to get no pleasure off of that. But as a man, Mo, you just like, no, I'm leaving. Like, you ain't giving it no.
But, yeah, I'm still leaving. Even if that's just an option, I'm still leaving. Yeah, that ain't going to change nothing for me. I'm still out. So, but maybe for my, you know, for the caller, because the caller, maybe you know, I don't know, when you bring him back in or whatever, maybe he can answer that question.
He's not going nowhere anyway.
So, yeah.
He a rider. He a rider. He's staying anyway, so it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
He
ride for his chick. You know, he like, hey, I ride for my chick. Your ass, Iris Smooth ain't calling in for the night. But I already know Smooth answer. So I'm going to give y'all Smooth answer because, you know, Smooth the asshole is not him. If Smooth is with a woman and he can no longer have sex and he cannot have sex outside of a relationship, first of all, Smooth going to say, fuck that. I'm still going to have sex outside of the relationship and I'm still leaving the bitch. So at the end of the day, we already know he's not standing around. You know, Smooth got to get the nuts wet, and that's just that on that. But deep down inside, really, like, you guys don't know this part of Smooth, but if it's somebody that he genuinely cared about and he absolutely loved, I do believe that Smooth would stay. Smooth would say hell no for the show, but Smooth is such an amazing person. And let me tell you something. From the whole time I've known him, I don't care where I was in this world, when I was out, when I was traveling, Smooth always made it his business to check in with me. Where you at? What you doing? How you doing? You know, let me see you. Are you maintaining your weight? You know what I'm saying? Maintaining your weight. And my weight fluctuated. Maintaining your weight was so big. You know, when I was in the entertainment industry, you know, I have like 2 weeks at minimum to be out to California if I got a phone call. Like, you know, what you doing? This is what you can do. You know, I see Smooth. Why your bag dirty? You know, like really, like he has such a big heart. And every year, a couple times a year, he would always make sure he reached out to me. And at that point, I changed my number a lot, you know, for reasons. And I made sure he had every phone number, and he, no matter where I was, he always checked on me. He always gave me a happy birthday. Happy birthday, too, Mo. Happy belated birthday. I hope you turned up. He always made sure that wait, no, is it your birthday? It was Smooth's birthday.
Yeah, it was Pisces. You know what I'm saying? I know he was saying that his birthday was coming up, but you.
Yeah, it was Smooth's birthday. Sorry. Sorry. So
he wanted
to
have a conversation with you about that, but he was like, but go ahead.
Okay. So,
no.
Yeah, like Smooth is really an incredible person. He is an asshole, but when you really, 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 like, pull at his heartstrings and he really, 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 like, cares, you know, and he's probably not here because of his birthday, you know what I'm saying? But when you really pull at his heartstrings and he really cares for you, like, he has, like, this really, really, like, open spot for you in his heart. So he'll talk shit. He gonna say, hell no, I'm gone. But it all depends on who the person is, you know what I'm saying? Smooth is a workaholic as well. I believe Smooth will just go head first in his work and just be like, fuck it, I got enough kids already. You know what I'm saying? Like, Smooth will find a way to do it. So that's the side that he not going to tell y'all about. But Smooth is such an awesome teddy bear. He's such an amazing person. He is so considerate. That's why he has so many kids, because he has such an amazing vibration when you're around him. He going to keep you laughing, and he going to make sure you straight. Like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing, he going to make sure you straight. So that's me stepping in for him. I know he's going to listen to this show, and I know he's going to chime in next week, and he's going to have the funniest shit to say. But trust me, if it's somebody that he really has a bond with, he'll stay.
Wow, that's interesting. That was cool. That was a cool little breakdown.
Yeah, Smooth is really amazing at heart. Like, that's not just, I don't just say that's my best friend because, you know, it's somebody I know from
that holds weight. When you say best friend, you know, that
holds
a lot of weight.
Yeah, I genuinely know Smooth. I genuinely have been rocking and rolling with Smooth since about 2009, 2010. Like, you know, it's a genuine bond there. So,
that's good.
Yeah. That's the homie. No sex involved. So I know the softer side. I know the asshole side. But I'm shocked. Like, I would have heard that answer from Smooth, because he, you know, he's a smooth asshole. But from you, Mo?
Well, maybe I'm nice, you know what I'm saying, on the show, but I'm an asshole in person. No, I'm just playing.
No, I mean, yeah, we call it Smooth the asshole, but it may really be you deep down inside. It may really be you deep down inside. Like,
I told you,
just
nice
give it a second thought.
Watch, right? You
just like, hey,
I'm
out of real. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, yeah, I'm going to be honest. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I need people to start thinking. Like, think for yourself. There's nothing wrong. Like, we have to do what we have to do for each other. As of right now, you know, it's so important. I felt like it was so important to build a family and get married and have somebody to grow old with, right? And you have those people out there that don't have anybody to grow old with, and they end up in a nursing home and their kids living their life. I feel like that's the saddest thing in the fucking world. But as of right now, like, I'm not growing old per se. I'm not married. So I don't have anybody to grow old with to be there for me if I get sick or not. You know what I'm saying? Of course, in real life, you guys have the option to sleep around outside and still go home and love on your wife. You know what I'm saying? You got some men that, under no circumstances, will they leave their wife. They'll take care of their wife, but they'll go outside and have fun. Men know how to separate, you know, I love my wife, because when a man really loves you, there's nothing or no one that can separate him from you. You know what I'm saying? And
true,
so, and that's something, that's like some of my shadow work, because I know what love really means, and I know what it really means for a man to really love a woman and to never leave a woman. And I just haven't had that. I don't think I've had that one person to just be like, you know what, I love her so much, there's nothing or nobody that can come in between me and this person. It's always been intimidation. The weaker link will always, I've always been so independent and so, you know, such a go-getter that, you know, I'm so stern that, you know, people feel like, you know, she mean. But, you know, you got a weak link that is sweet as hell, and, you know, they can get anything that they want. That's how life goes. So I don't have anyone to grow old with, and that was one of the things I was like, okay, you know what, I'm going to give me somebody to grow old with. But, you know, the universe has the funniest way of having your back, and you can, like, not have anybody up until something happens, and then the person that you least expected to have your back will come through and have your back. So I just, you know, I stopped thinking of having somebody to grow old with and just said, fuck it, let me focus on my money.
Yeah,
I'll pay,
I mean,
some,
you know,
I'll pay
I
some
just
people
think,
to be my character.
I think in a way, too, you know, we're all fated, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to just kind of let life happen, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you never know what life has in store for you. So don't try to be so forceful with it, you know what I'm saying? Let it just come together organically, and you'd be surprised, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? So,
well,
yeah.
Guess what? I don't know. I'm starting to think, like, I had a goal, and I was like, you know, I really wanted to be married by 40, right? Don't look like
that's
happening.
Yeah, see that, those are the things you can't really, you know what I'm saying? You can't really just chase that. That's a, like, you can have a goal to have money to, all right, I want to be this part of my career by this time, I want to do this and that. But when it comes to, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, marriage and kids and stuff like that, that's stuff you really can't just, you know what I mean? You got to let that stuff happen. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like you can't, like, be so strong-headed about it, because that's what's going to push it away. You know what I'm saying? That's
right. But, you know, I gave up on that. Like I said,
but now,
I gave up on the whole.
You know, the funny thing about life is, when you really, truly give up on it and not think about it, that's when it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? When
I
you
gave
just
up on the whole
go.
Trying to make it happen and be married situation, because I just don't feel like, I don't know. I just don't really feel like, you know, I think that as of right now, I might make the wrong decision. You know what I'm saying? Because I want it, but I just feel like I might choose the wrong person because I want it. And you never really know how a person is until you've been with them for a while and until you've lived with them. And so,
yeah, that's true.
Here's
the
logic.
The situation is so is so key. So
yeah,
somebody,
like, here's
the
logic
really
for me,
somebody.
Right? Somebody asked me, why do you go head first instead of getting to know someone so that you can trust them more? And
yeah,
we talk about trust a lot here on this show, right? And so here's the thing. You can sit back and date somebody and get to know that person, but the one thing that they're going to do, which is inevitable, is change, right? So while I'm sitting back waiting on you to change or get to know you and knowing that you are going to change as life said it, you know, every 3 months we still change with different people. I'd rather you show me who
some people
you
don't
are
change, though.
With, huh?
Some people don't change. Some people you got to accept them for who they are. You know what I'm saying? Some people will not change. You think they're going to change, but they don't. You got to try to, you
right.
just got to try to accept
but,
it for
but,
who they
but a lot, there are
but
some.
People,
there are a lot
people
of people that,
most people do change.
That change in one aspect or another, right?
Or
I'd rather
okay.
give you the opportunity to let your complete guard down. Because if we're in the dating phase and we haven't gotten to that part of living together and so on and so forth, you're still going to be a certain way until we live together. And you don't know how you're going to be with a person until you live with them, until you have to see them every single day, until you have to be in front of them every single day. You know what I'm saying? You really would not know. And what I come to realize is that although I love the experience of having someone, you know, at home every single day with me, I just don't think that is for me. Not like not right now. I can really get married and have my man live in a separate place, and we marry. I just feel like some things just won't change about me. And when people start acting some type of way, I'll feel bad because, of course, I always have my own. I'll feel bad with telling somebody to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because if they had another place, they would be in it. Like I'll put myself through unnecessary drama trying to make sure somebody else is straight. And so I just don't think the whole living together thing is the thing for me. Not right now, because anything that you're going through at home is taken away from, you know, the business and what you're doing, and my focus is on my business. And so the way that I separate myself from you when you're coming between my business is like no other. And so what I tell people as well, you know, just and even on this topic, you know, if something happens, you don't have to be friends with your exes. You're carrying baggage. You know what I'm saying? People are in your life for one of two reasons. If they didn't make the cut to be extended, stop trying to give them an extended position. Stop trying to have people in your life to just, you know what I'm saying, you can call on. You know, that's what your mama for. Don't call me. I cut you off. When we done, we done. The only situation that, you know, I have as permanent fixtures in my life are my kids' father, because they have to be there. We have children together. We're life partners. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of that, like, if we don't work, kick rocks. Fuck you. Either we going to work or we not going to work. But we ain't. It's not going to be no in-between, and that's just that on that. Well, 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 look what the cat drug in. How the fuck about that?
Roof, roof, I guess. I don't understand the statement. What the fuck you mean with a cat drug?
The cat drug the dog in.
Something like that. I mean, fuck. Like, I'm just actually getting to this. So, look, who the fuck came up with this topic? Would you rather let go of sex to keep the relationship or leave
the
relationship?
So it's a two-parted question. Would you stay with your partner if, for some reason, for 6 months, they can't have sex? But the option of sleeping with somebody outside of your relationship is off the table. So would you stay if you can't have sex for 6 months? And the second part is, if your partner could no longer have sex at all, they didn't have any feeling or they didn't get any arousal off of the sex, if they could not have sex at all anymore and you could not have sex outside of your relationship, would you stay or would you go?
Shit. Nick, first of all, I'm fucking anyway, so.
I told y'all.
Yo, she read you like a book.
That's a fuck.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Y'all Nick, I'm playing.
Man, look, she basically right. Said what you're going to say.
If I wasn't who I am, right? And I didn't have a preference. And if I was in a relationship where some kind of way the pussy just stopped working. So the pussy stopped working, you know what I'm saying? The mouth stopped working, all that, everything just stopped working.
Yep. Yeah.
So ain't no way of catching the nut.
Not with her. Unless you jack off her.
It's so hard. Exactly. You said goodbye. Bitch is over. What you talking about? Huh? So you mean to tell me I can't get in town, but then it's off the table completely with somebody else? Oh, bitch, you selfish.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's not because right.
No. They have relationships. They got so many fucking relationships where one party can no longer have sex, right? And they actually... That's how they actually, you know what I'm saying, get into the world of cuckolding and shit like that, or allowing the partner to, you know what I'm saying, go out and have their sexual release with somebody else. But if you tell me I can't get my sexual release, and bitch, I can't fuck you, your mouth broke and everything else like that, your booty hole, your pussy hole, nigga, damn, but can I get in between your own bitch? Nigga, what the fuck you mean?
No, the booty hole.
style. I still need to have a test in case. Like,
no,
this is a
no. Listen, I told y'all, Smooth is such a lovable person. If Smooth got to that point and he wasn't in the situation that he in right now, Smooth gonna be like, man, I done got so much pussy already. Smooth not leaving. If he loved that girl, if he truly, truly loved that girl, he not leaving.
All right, let me say this, because notice you put me in a situation where I can't fuck nothing else. And, bitch, oh, no.
I know.
No. Oh, hell no. You tripping. Bitch, you
no,
broke.
That's you right you now. Broke. I know you tired of fucking. You got 12 kids. Shut the fuck up. You got to be tired. Your dick
no,
like
damn
tired. Again. Like, every time it get hard.
Hey, nigga, look, we was pregnant together, so fuck it. Shut up. Like I said.
But I ain't on 12, goddamn.
Hey, look, nigga, we fucked up. I don't feel fucked. But, look.
Yeah, we got fucked up.
Nigga, I can't. But, like, man, you put me in a situation where I can't get me. But you know what I'm saying? But you saying it's for 6 months, right?
Yeah, you got one for 6 months. You can't do nothing. You just working on your relationship. You building, you not having sex. Would you stay or go?
And I ain't got no other entities?
Right.
At all?
Man, you done did 6 months before, man. Stop playing.
Yeah, when I was like a fucking teenager. What the fuck you mean?
No, when you focus on your money and you go overseas and you got to work, you're not studying none of that shit. You focus on your money. So it's the same thing with somebody you care about. Stop playing.
No, because like even overseas, they'll fuck around and they'll bring, they'll order bitches from other countries to you. You going to catch it up. You know what I'm saying? Like this. Remember I had the Arabian bitch that fucking kidnapped all my shit and I thought I got robbed.
Yeah, that stole
all
your shit.
Yeah, the bitch fooled me, dog. Like, man, damn, this this nigga thought I was property or some shit. Like, man, nigga, we ain't even fucking, bitch. Is this how you treat me? No, man. Yeah, that shit straight. But, man, look. All right, look. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't see it. I can't see it. If it can happen, yeah. I'm not saying that it can't happen. I ain't going to say that it can't happen. I just can't see it right now at this stage in my life. You mean to tell me why I can't get none? What's wrong with the pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen,
is it going through a transformation?
That's besides the point.
That's why I said it's like a fantasy
know.
Question.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But I need to know why the pussy is off limits for 6 months. Like, bitch, are we trying?
Okay, so
like,
for,
her,
the 6 months,
like her,
for the 6 months,
yeah.
Just say, she say, look, I feel like we need to work on ourselves. Not in the Smooth that you're in now, because you got a whole bunch of women. But, you know, outside in a different Smooth where you settle down with one person. She says, honey, I feel like we need to focus more on our relationship so that we can go stronger spiritually and mentally. I want to take sex off the table for 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, the
work.
Other version where she can't have sex no more, she's sick. You know what I'm saying? She got, like something happened to her, and she can't have sex no more at all.
Hold up. Well, then, if the bitch, let's get this one thing straight. Like, my love language is physicality. I'm physical. I'm 100% physical. You see what I'm saying? So I'm fucked up in the head. The only thing that resonates to me is physical touch. You see what I'm saying? So if you're going to take that from me, you basically taking away my love language from me, so that ain't going to work. Fuck what you're talking about. Nigga, I know me. I'm going to be grumpy. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to shit. Fuck that. Fuck a hug, bitch. You hug your dick. Now, if you sick, let's say you got, like, some terminally ill disease, right, and you're going to die. Look, the best thing I can do to you is lie to your face. Okay? Come and get me. Fuck what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna make you feel bad about it by telling you the truth.
Yeah, by putting it
all
in my face and stuff like that.
Right. I'm just gonna have to lie to you. Cause like, for one, if you gonna die, I ain't no cold-blooded ass nigga to where I'm like, you know what I'm saying, just throw your little dying ass to the side type ass shit. I'm a, you know,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm a, you know what I'm saying, I'm a
blow
up. Right. I'm going to turn it to Wesley Snipes from fucking Waiting to Exhale and shit. But you know, like, bitch, I'm going to be in a hotel.
Wesley Snipes was on Waiting
to
Exhale?
Yeah,
I was trying to get the, okay.
You remember because he was
been a minute since I saw that.
The white, right, he had the white broad that was dying. You see what I'm saying? And he just
oh,
put
yeah,
in bed
yeah.
with old girl and shit.
So I'm a, you know, I'm gonna have to kick me a little wedge and snipes. I'm gonna still be with your little dying ass. But
oh, but he had to jump off at the hotel, but he was still there.
No,
he was still there.
No, he just wanted he just wanted the time. You feel what I'm saying? He just wanted the time. Like he didn't want, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to disrespect the fact that his wife is behind all this other bullshit. So all they did was just slept in the bed. He just needed that companionship. I ain't that type of nigga. I need that nut.
Oh, so he didn't cheat. He just was. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trying to say the more.
He kept it deep with the bitch. Like he wasn't gonna fuck around, cheat on his bitch. But he still needed a physical time.
He just needed that time away from where
he could just, you know what I'm saying, relax and not have to worry about motherfucking coughing in the face type of shit.
You know what?
What? I'm just saying, man, like, hold up, man, y'all. This is a fucked up ass topic, man. Look, I got to get me fucking. Hey, bro, if you say, let me tell you something. How dare you tell me I can't get the pussy for 6 months because you don't work on a relationship? And bitch, love language is fucking physicality. Bitch, you basically hold me hostage. That's unfair. So look, if you want, if
he
you
gonna talk
talk
that shit, but you gonna do it for 6 months?
Shit, not shit. Look, matter of fact,
you
I ain't
need
gonna,
a break.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it with you, but I'm gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we gonna work on this. Stay right there. Bitch, I'll be right back. I catch his nuts. Got me fucked up.
Yeah. So you know what? I don't know if I'm wired that way. Like, you know, just to be honest. Like,
yo,
I gotta
Mo said no. Mo said he can't do either. He leaving. That tripped me the fuck out. Mo died. Mo said he leaving.
Yeah, that nigga's cold-blooded right now. Hey, look, the fact that she dying, you know what I'm saying, you're going to male instincts to provide, because males are providers regardless of sex, you know what I'm saying? So your male instinct to provide is going to kick in. So the likelihood of you leaving the bitch if the bitch dying, nah. But you're going to try to maintain for the relationship up to a certain point, but after a while you're going to feel trapped.
Yeah, I mean, this is real talk. I mean, just keep it in the book.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you're going to feel despair and shit like that. So,
yeah,
what you don't want to do is try to put me in a bubble. Tell me I ain't getting that bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's the control part of me. Like, I don't stand for shit like that. You just going to cut me off with 2 months and then I can't do shit at all. Like, I ain't
I'm the type nigga, you going to come to the house and they're going to be a bitch in the house. I'm going to be fucking, I'm gonna look at you like, look. So you can either come inside.
Exactly.
We're going to start this shit off right. Hold my nose.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, man. So, yeah, that's what I said.
I'm going to come all up in this bitch, and either you going to watch or we going to get the fuck. Get me fucked up.
I can't stand you.
What you mean? Matter of fact, I can't stand you, nigga. This nigga won't have a deep ass conversation after she was drunk than a motherfucker.
Let's talk about it, Smooth. Yeah, that's the elephant in the room. Smooth.
Dang,
funny.
Mo,
thought,
you know, really, Mo? It's like that, Mo.
You know,
like, yeah, let's talk
on,
about
it,
Smooth.
On.
Man, you
no,
fucked
but,
up,
but,
too,
but
man.
You don't know, but you know what? You know what? Like you said, Smooth is a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? You saying, yeah, Smooth, come with the asshole on the show, but he's. Deep down, he's a nice guy. And I saw that because, you know, when Smooth came on the line, you know, he kindly, you know,
that's
went to the topic and answered the questions. He didn't come straight out like, yo, Black, last week. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. But at the same time, Smooth. I'm just saying it's good to get the real Miss Lovely Black back. You know what I'm saying? Because last week, I don't know.
No, that was the real Black. That was the real drunk Black. Fuck what you're talking about. That,
okay.
She was
like, Smooth,
dude.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Smooth,
so
know
Smooth,
me. Like,
y'all,
you just don't
so
know that.
Smooth, know you a lightweight. So, Smooth, know you a lightweight. He like, nah, she.
No,
like,
I ain't no
lightweight.
That's just how hard I go.
What you mean? What you talking about? On a drinking?
I ain't no lightweight. I go hard.
On a drinking?
That's the thing.
On a drinking?
So when you catch me like that, I done went hard. I definitely ain't
okay,
a lightweight.
You went hard to paint? Okay, all right.
That nigga was verbally abusive, boy. Like, wait a minute. Ooh.
talking about y'all mind y'all business, huh? What the fuck?
Yeah, because we had asked you. We was like, yo, so what you was drinking on? You was like, what's he say, Smooth? You was like, what? Nah, like, you wasn't telling us
that. That nigga said, mind your business. Damn.
We just want to be where you at. We want to get on your level. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't
like,
know what the hell I said, man. I was good.
That shit was funny though. It was a great show.
I listened to the show back.
It was good, man. It was a good show. It was some different energy, but it was a good show. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that. But we back on point though. So
going on into the real famous chop up, y'all ain't shit.
So we got one more minute to talk about your ass. Don't hear that shit.
Yeah, right. Well, go ahead.
Fuck you.
If you want to add it. But nah, man. It's all love, though, Black. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so often, you know, you gotta let loose. So with that being the case, so once again, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit and, you know, as of some different stories that happened this week and toss it around. So before I get into it, you know, Black, was you tripping off of anything, you know, off this past week or this, you know, lately?
No, you can take
it.
You
was like, nah? All right, so let me see what I want to start with first. All right, so first off, I didn't see this interview, but I've been seeing it buzzing. And I don't know, I want to get y'all takes on it, maybe if y'all saw it. Because, you know, I don't watch the news, so I'm just seeing little bits and pieces on social media and stuff like that. But, you know, Oprah, she had been quiet for a minute, you know what I'm saying? You know, ever since Oprah retired from her talk show, it's probably been about 10 years now since she stopped doing the Oprah Winfrey Show, you know, great talk show, you know. I mean, I caught it every so often, but, you know, see, I mean, she's a legendary talk show host. Nobody did a talk show like Oprah. But with that being the case, she popped back up in the news because it seems like only Oprah could do kind of like an interview like this. So we have and I don't even like to call it, you know, I don't get into the whole royal stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with all that. You know what I'm saying? My ties is to Egypt and Kemet. Them the only pharaohs and kings and queens I acknowledge. But anyway, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say it. So Prince Harry, because I do kind of rock with Prince Harry. You know what I'm saying? All the other ones you can keep. But Prince Harry's kind of cool to me. So I'll call him Prince Harry for the sake of this. And I got to say this because he's not my prince. So I got to say Prince Harry of England. And Meghan Markle. So Meghan Markle, she is a what's the word I'm looking for? Of mixed heritage. You know, she's half black, half white. You know what I'm saying? So, but she married Prince Harry, and Prince Harry's always been kind of like an outcast in that family because, you know, in the royals of England, you know, it seemed like he was always just a little different. I remember when I think he was like a teenager, and I remember seeing him on when I did read the newspapers and stuff like that back in the day. But I remember he got into some controversy, went to like a Halloween party, had like a Nazi sign on his thing, and that wasn't controversial, but he was saying it was just, you know, for Halloween. And then, you know, I noticed he had joined the army or something like that, got stationed in Africa, and it seemed like he always had a thing for African-American women, you know what I'm saying? Every time you see little bits and pieces of him, it's always him kind of gauging, you know, African American women. I've seen him in, you know, pictures with certain things. So it seemed like that was just in his heart. So anyway, so long story short, he marries this lady named Meghan Markle, who I guess she was an actress, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's kind of controversial because she's half black. And I guess, you know, in England and stuff like that, I don't know if it's – I guess you would say it. They're probably not going to come out and say it, but that's kind of like maybe frowned upon because – they want to keep that white skin going on. And this is one of the things that came out in the, I guess, in the interview. Because I guess, I don't know, I think they might have moved to the United States for a second or whatever. You know, I heard rumors that Tyler Perry had reached out to him and said, you know, you can stay in one of my places that I own or whatever. Something with Tyler Perry. He was, like, I guess, helping them out, you know, in their transition if they wanted to get a place in the United States. But the one controversial thing that I heard in the Oprah Winfrey interview was that one of the concerns of when they had their kid, I think they got one son, if I'm not mistaken. Because, like, once again, I'm on the outside looking at it. I don't really keep up with it like that. But I think they have a son named Archie or something like that. And one of the main concerns was his skin tone. Was it going to be like of a darker hue?
of what they're used to. And, you know, that was one of the things that I guess people were, like, blown away that they were, like, open and talked about it. And then, you know, it just made for bad press in England. So, but to the Queen and all that other stuff. So I guess they're going through the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess they're trying to kind of clean it up and make it not sound like as bad as it was. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. What y'all think about that? Offhand, y'all care? Think about it? Any thoughts? Anything come to mind? I mean, I really don't care either, but hello?
Well, she has okay. one son, and she's pregnant now, okay. and basically she was just calling them out on their racism. The Queen has been removed from Barbados as well. Like, she's carried around in, like, this carriage that's worth, like, billions. A gold chariot that's worth, like, billions. Like, you know, like, calling these folks out on their bullshit, which, I mean, really, it's no secret. You know, these white people, they feel like they're royals, you know what I'm saying? And, they, you know, these people hold them to a high standard and, you know, they've been there for so long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look how, you know, the daughter died. You know what I'm saying? And it was talked that the daughter was, you know,
Diana.
Dealing with somebody black. And they've been covering it up for so long. Shout out to Prince Harry. He left all of that behind. Like, look, y'all can have all of that. I'm going out here with the love of my life. You can't accept her. You can't accept me.
Yeah,
so that's
like coming to America a little bit.
Yeah, that spoke volumes that man left all of that to go be with his family. And, you know, shout out to Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry offered him a place to stay, was security and a place to stay. You know, Oprah gave them a platform to tell their story, you know, just to kind of get it out there. So, you know, it's deeper than what people can attest to. So, you know, it's kind of – it is what it is. You know, I really don't care, but – the thing is, we were just having this conversation about how people are so shocked that racism still exists, and it never went anywhere. You know, they just had to move differently and learn how to hide it, because the ways of the world change. So, you know, these people, they put themselves on a higher platform, and these are the people with the billions and the billions of dollars, and really they still, you know, try to close our people out. You know, that's why, you know, it's not many up there. It's the Jay-Z's and the Diddy's, but it's not many up there with them. And you have to wonder why that, you know, how is it so easy for all of these people to be, you know, up here in the riches of the riches, you know, but, you know, it's not so many of our kind up there, you know. They shut out who they want to shut out. They let in who they want to let in. And so, you know, when you know a person's history, you know, people change, of course, but history will repeat itself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not shocked at all, but, you know, that's my take on it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of, you know, like I said, I didn't watch the interview or nothing like that, but it was just, it was cool. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't been rocking with Oprah lately. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like a lot of stuff she's been into since she retired from her show, it just seemed like it's been, like, counterproductive to – it's like kind of like she seemed like she kind of like out of touch with just black culture in a way. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she got so rich and just so, you know what I'm saying, that she kind of like lost touch. But I still respect her. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it was nobody that could have, you know, got that out of them and did this interview like Oprah. So, you know, shout out to her for that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely still have tremendous respect her with, you know, as far as an interviewer and things of that nature, when she has the right type of content. This is like this is in her wheelhouse, you know what I'm saying? Like some royals from England, you know what I'm saying? With the Meghan Markle, who's, you know, half black, you know what I'm saying? So it just made sense. Especially too, it was like perfect timing. Coming to America just came out last week. And, you know, I gave my take on that last week, but, you know, it was just like a perfect timing for a story like this to come out. So, you know, we'll see how that shapes up or whatever. And side note, it's that Queen, man. She's been rocking for a long time. I'm not wishing death on nobody, but she seemed like she ain't going nowhere no time soon. She got to be like 100, you know, close to it. You know what I'm saying? And it just seems like, not that I want to see it, but it seems like in my lifetime, you know, because she's all I've seen from England. So,
Yeah, it just seemed like it'll never be a king of England. You know what I'm saying? So like the dude, you know, the dude that's next in line, the father of Prince Henry and Prince Harry. It seemed like shit, he's becoming an old man too. You know what I'm saying? So for some reason, I just got this notion that it's gonna work out that this guy Prince Harry, he might be an old man when he gets it. But for some reason, I just think he might be in line to be the king one day, even though he, you know, it will go to
never
going to
happen.
You don't think so? I mean, it will go to the because the other dude would have a
right.
son.
It'll be his kid,
a son, right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, the only way Harry would get it is everybody would have to die. You know what
I'm
saying?
And I'm gonna get into that. You know what? Let's just make the transition right now. Because that's an interesting thing how you just said that. Speaking of, man, so you know I've been on my Vikings, right? So shout out to Vikings. If you haven't watched it, man, that shit is – I definitely recommend it. Probably like one of my top five shows of all time. You know, it was like six seasons. And it was like a history lesson in a way too. And it just – you know, like I said, I love Kemet, you know, a.k.a. Egyptian culture. And like I said, I remember I was talking with Black maybe like a few months or a month ago. And I was like, yo, I never, you know, I always would say Egyptian spirituality, but I never knew the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can I call what I'm kind of into? And long story short, it's basically paganism. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the laws of nature. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, but I'm more spiritual with it. You know what I'm saying? But I've come to this conclusion that I'm a pagan at heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not into this organized religion stuff. And from young, I've always had more pagan values than religious values. But anyway, just to kind of set you up with that. So Vikings, you know, and of course Vikings, all right, just to set it up, I'm not going to go all into it because I'm going to make it all make sense, so to speak. So Vikings, you know, they took a lot of their shit from the Greeks, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, once the Greeks conquered Egypt, you know what I'm saying, then they stole and then just switched it over. And then, you know, all of a sudden you got the Greek gods instead of the Egyptian gods. And then, you know, the Romans came up, and then, you know, the Roman Catholic Church and all that. So then you got church and state with the Romans as they're trying to rule and stuff like that. So Vikings is very interesting because you get that clash. You got the Vikings with the pagan, you know, old school Greek pagan mentality against essentially the New World Order, which is where we're at now. You know what I'm saying? The Roman Catholic Church, and then that morphs into Christianity, and, you know, here we are, you know what I'm saying, in 2021 or whatever. So anyway, you know, Vikings just shows that difference, you know what I'm saying? And Vikings is ill. But anyway, so I finished that, you know, thumbs up, you know what I'm saying? I definitely recommend it. It was on the History Channel. You can find it on Hulu now. And then the last season right now is on Amazon Prime. So definitely great TV watching. And it's like six seasons, man. And some of the seasons are like 20 episodes. So it's just like good shit, right? So anyway, so I finished Vikings, and I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I need like another fix of this, man, because it was so good. So now, speaking of, when we were just talking about England and stuff like that, it's so funny how, like, you know, this kind of all is relevant now. So I started this other show. It's called The Last Kingdom, and this is on Netflix. And the cool part about it, same thing. It's just like in The Last Kingdom on Netflix, you got Vikings and you got, you know, but instead of Vikings, they say Danes, but they're really Vikings. They're just Danish. You know what I'm saying? Danish Vikings. So they call themselves the Danes, but it's Viking. And then, the Christians, so to speak, are more Anglo-Saxons. So they say Saxons. But what's interesting is, like, you know, as the Vikings, you know, it was basically based off of the guy's name is Ragnar Lothbrok and his sons or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was like Ragnar Lothbrok first, and then his sons came into power once he died. But The Last King, so it was a more Viking point of view. But The Last Kingdom, although you got like a main character the main character that makes it interesting with this is he was born, you know, Saxon, and then he got captured, became a slave, and then he was brought up Viking. And then, you know what I'm saying, he comes of age or whatever, but he can speak English, and he knows, you know, Christian, and then he knows Viking life. So it's an interesting dynamic. But long story short, what I was getting to, the king in The Last Kingdom, and I'm only on in season one, I'm on like episode seven, it's four seasons of this. But the king, man, the king on on The Last Kingdom, the way he moves is so strategic and precise, man. It's like you're watching a guy play chess with real people. You know what I'm saying? It's really good, man. If you're really into the strategy and logic and, you know, manipulation, so to speak, is very good. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, man. It's just a great show. But anyway, it just gets me to thinking, because in The Last Kingdom, you see how that can come into play. You can see where, like, you know, if like, say, the queen dies. I'm not wishing that or nothing, but, you know, it's like a, like, you know, especially in those times, like, it was just like a, people were scheming and conniving to get that crown. You know what I'm saying? So if it was like somebody like Prince Harry, the other people got to watch their back, because it could be a setup type of situation where all of them can get dealt with so he can become king and stuff like that. So, so just The Last Kingdom, man, it's good stuff, man. So shout out to that. So I do want to touch base on that. Switching gears to some music, shout out to Versus. I don't know how I feel about this, man, but Big Business is kind of like Big Bank takes Small Bank, or I don't know. But basically, Swiss Beats and Timbaland, so they built up Versus, right? So we all know Versus, you know, has become very popular. It came along in the pandemic or whatever, you know, people was at home or whatever. Then it just, first it was just like, you know, it was just like, you know, if you knew, you knew. But then it grew into this, like, big-time situation now. And they just sold it to a company called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Triller. Yeah, Triller. So I never really heard of Triller like that. I've seen them a little bit, but they basically bought Versus.
Mike Tyson. The Royce.
Yeah, okay. He the smooth man. That's why. Shout out to you, bro. Because I knew I'd seen it before. So, yeah, you're right, because that's where I saw them before. Yeah, so they, you know, the person that was behind the Mike Tyson fight. So, yeah, that tells me right there that they really want to become a player. And once again, black culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one part of me is like, damn, can we keep anything culturally to ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as far as these black people without selling it? You know what I'm saying? But then another part of me says, like, damn, was it a tremendous business deal? Because, you know, they did build this out of nothing. So, I mean, if you study business, that's what you do. You know, you find a business that was nothing and turn it into something and sell it for a big profit. And that seems like that's what they did. And then you wonder, like, did they – I think maybe they did sell it at the right time because, you know, the pandemic, it could be, you know, we got the vaccine now and, you know, people are starting to get a handle on the cases and stuff like that. And, you know, different states are starting to open up. So maybe this was, you probably, you know, maybe it's a risk that they're taking, because maybe this is the hype. Sell it. It's like a stock. Sell it right now, because, you know, now it could dip, because now people can, you know, go back to, you know, seeing concerts pretty soon and all that other stuff lively, you know, in person. And maybe people won't be on Instagram trying to see stuff like that no more once, you know, things open back up. So maybe it was a smart move in that way. But then maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this will just blow up into something that's even a $1 billion franchise. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll look like, fuck, why we sell so early? So, you know, I'm gonna keep my ear to this now. Surely I gotta write that name down and just see if they're public or if they're going public. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a stock that you wanna look at. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Versus though. So, and then with that being the case, so they got a new Versus coming up. I don't know how I kind of feel about it, but I'm still gonna watch it, man, because it's gonna be interesting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, I don't know how I kind of feel about it. I don't know if I'm really hyped about it, but I'm still gonna watch. Anyway, so the next Versus matchup is gonna be Ghostface versus Raekwon. And I'm kind of like, I don't know about it, because I'm like, damn, these dudes is like, you know what I'm saying, partners. So I'm like, and they own damn near half of each other's songs. So I'm like, how is that really going to work? But at the same time, I'm such a big fan of Ghostface that I just want to see his energy. You know what I'm saying? I know Ghostface is going to come with some ill stories. And then, you know, Raekwon, you know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, he dropped one of the best rap albums of all time. But to me, he's kind of stuck on that. You know what I'm saying? Only Built for Cuban Links came out in 1995. That to me was like the Pulp Fiction. What Pulp Fiction was to movies, I think that's what that album was to rap music. But the thing like that, you become a victim of it almost. You become like, you know, that was like your masterpiece. You're always chasing that. You can never really, you know, have something else to
the competes with that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always going to, you know, look to when you drop that album. So long story short, it's kind of like he's like the new version. He's like the new Rakim. You know, Rakim is kind of the same way with Payton 4 back in the day, you know, 88 or whatever, when Payton 4 dropped. Rakim, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like he was always chasing that. He always got respect, but it's kind of like he didn't evolve. He didn't, you know, you can go back and listen to Payton 4, like, damn, that was classic for the times. But, you know, if Rakim tried to drop an album now, it's kind of like, is he really checking for it? So Raekwon seemed like the newer version of him. But Ghostface, on the other hand, the reason why I say that's interesting, because Ghostface, to me, you know, aside from Method Man, of course, because Method Man is acting, you know, I told you he's on Power now and stuff like that. I'm not big into the whole Red Man, Method Man, but he's got that going for him, too, so he can, you know, go on tour Red Man as well as Wu-Tang. So he kind of diversified himself. But Ghost, to me, you know, is the person that really set himself out from, you know, he's still got the Wu-Tang sound, but it's Ghostface, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's going to be interesting, because to me it's like Ghostface and Wu-Tang Clan now. Like, to me, he's that dope as far as an artist. So, you know, it'll be a good versus just because of that. It's just so close, you know what I'm saying? And to me, Ghostface always gets typed in with Wu-Tang, and I just would like to just see Ghostface just be Ghostface instead of Ghostface with Wu-Tang Clan, if that makes any sense. So that's on Saturday, so I'll definitely give my review on that next Sunday. So shout out to Versus. And then shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? You called. I was on Twitter the other day, and I'm like, yo, who is this chick? You know what I'm saying? On the Vogue cover. Or not. Nah, I don't know if she's on the cover, but she's in the magazine. She might be on the cover, too. I don't even know. She looked like the picture I showed you, Black. She was like, it looked like a cover, but you know, even if she's in a magazine, that's a big-time thing. So your girl, not who Smooth was talking about, my girl, which is Ari Lennox. Ari Fletcher, I believe, is her name. What's her nickname? What they call her? Ari the something? Ari the Ari something. Anyway, Black is still
Black.
There.
Black is there. Can't shit. So, Ari the Don
anyway,
is what she be talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm shouting out Black's homegirl. But anyway, so yeah, so she was on. She's in the new issue of Vogue, man. So that's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Black has been bigging her up from jump. She the one who put me on her. I wouldn't even know who she was if Black didn't, speak about her. But I just think that's dope. So whatever Black is saying, you know, it's working. Everybody else is recognized, especially if she's in a fashionable magazine like Vogue. You know what I'm saying? They don't just pick anybody. So, and then, you know, she's got an ill style, too. That means, like, she's like a trendsetter right now. I've been putting her in Vogue. So, that's pretty dope, man. So, shout out to that, man. Shout out to the coaches for that one. And getting into the sports report, a couple sports related news. So, first off, I'll just say this real quick. Drew Brees, you know, your New Orleans Saints, even though you don't watch football, Drew Brees, he announced his retirement today. So shout out to him, man. He's definitely gonna be, you know, Hall of Fame career. He got one Super Bowl on his notch, on his belt. Started out with the San Diego Chargers. He was with San Diego for 5 years. People don't even realize that. He like messed up his shoulder, and the Saints took a shot at him, and you know the rest is history, man. He, you know, became a legend in New Orleans. So it's gonna be interesting who's gonna step up, but I guess I was wondering if Jameis Winston, because you know he had signed with them. I was wondering was he gonna be in line, but it looks like it's gonna be this kid named Taysom Hill. It seems like he just signed an extension. So Taysom Hill was kind of like a gadget guy, you know what I'm saying? Now he's gonna be like the full time quarterback, it looks like. So we'll see. You guys, coach is Sean Payton, so you know he markets himself as kind of like a offensive genius. So he's going to see what he can do with this Taysom Hill. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Jameis Winston if they bring him back. But, yeah, man, so Drew Brees is calling it a career. I think it was time, too, man. If you want to go out on top, man. I mean, you know, he lost in the playoffs to Tom Brady. Nobody can fault that, man. You know, Tom Brady had a dream season, you know what I'm saying, a legacy season. So, you know, and then, of course, Aaron Rodgers lost to Tom Brady as well on Tom Brady's, you know, quest. And then he beat, Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, it's a good way to go out. You know, you don't want to go out where, you know, people are saying, like, damn, you're coming back again and you're getting old or whatever. Tom Brady can do it. It seems like, you know, Drew Brees, this was the end of the road for him. So shout out to him. And then also, too, I got to shout out Dak Prescott. And at first I was like, I got to shout him out because I didn't believe that he was worth the money. But he believed in himself, man, and he just changed the game a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why. So basically, he really negotiated with Jerry Jones, man, and he won. So I was thinking, so anyway, so long story short, I don't count nobody else's money, but I think this was just monumental, man. Dude got, like, the richest contract now in NFL history. You know what I'm saying? First it was, just mentioned Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes basically got a 10-year deal. Once again, I don't count other people's money because I'm like, shit, but for the sake of the story, I'm going to say it. So Patrick Mahomes got a 10-year deal. 10 years, right? That's long. There's usually only baseball and hockey contracts get 10-year deals. Basketball and football, they don't do that. But because Patrick Mahomes is young, already won a Super Bowl, already been an MVP, let's lock him up for 10 years. So Kansas City was like, oh, this is a good thing, even if we got to pay $300 million for him. You know what I'm saying? So with incentives and stuff like that, it's basically worth $300 million. You know what I'm saying? But it's over 10 years. So here's how Dak trumped that. So Dak didn't want to be locked in for 10 years. He got 4 years, 160. So if you just buy four through 160, that's $40 million a year. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at it from that standpoint, shorter contract, a little bit more money, and a shorter contract, so he can be up for another big-time contract if he, you know, fulfills this one. Or even if he doesn't. I mean, fuck, 4 years, $160 million, $40 million per year. I think he got something like $120 mil guaranteed or whatever without the incentives. Crazy. So anyway, long story short, you know, and Dak Prescott, you know, nobody would say he's the best quarterback in football. You know what I'm saying? That would go to Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or, you know what I'm saying, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, one of those. He's definitely not up there with them, but plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Big time brand. And the other fact, he bet on himself. He even got hurt this year. So people really thought, okay, nah, of course he ain't going to get the money now. You know what I'm saying? He, you know what I'm saying, held out. They franchised him. Now he gets hurt. Now all the leverage goes to Jerry Jones, which it did. But then the pendulum swung back to Dak. Guess what? They didn't make the playoffs. I forgot the dude they signed, the dude that used to be in Cincinnati, quarterback, the redhead dude. Anyway, he came in. Didn't do the job, couldn't get him to the playoffs. And now he is the part that was smart negotiation on Dak and his agent. They bet on himself again because they're like, all right, so Dak Prescott, this is his first serious injury. Other than that, he's been pretty solid. And Jerry Jones is 78 years old. So, you know, he's not getting no younger. And, you know, he want to win a Super Bowl while he can still comprehend and, you know, be it enjoy before he's an old man. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, Dak Prescott peeped that and his agent, and he was like, you know what, he ain't gonna want to start all over, especially if he ain't want to playoffs without me, even though I am hurt. Let's hold out. And now, you know, they're going into the season. The NBA, I told you, is like the NFL now, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. That's like a, you know, an NBA player now. So anyway, it was just like, you know what, Jerry just said, you know, forget it. I don't want to have this whole contract dispute over the season again. And, you know, that's all people are talking about. Let's get focused. Let's get him signed. So long story short, Dak Prescott wins the deal, gets his $40 million per year, which he was asking for, which is actually better than Patrick Mahomes. So kudos to him, man. I like to see a black man, you know, win. So, you know, it's funny when you see a millionaire go, you know, heads up with a billionaire and wins a negotiation. That rarely ever happens. So shout out to Dak Prescott for that. Told you we're talking money this year. Cam Newton, shout out to him, man. He got his new deal with the Patriots. I mean, it's definitely not in the ballpark of that. But, you know, I'm just happy that they're going to run it back with Cam Newton. Because I think, you know what I'm saying, I think he caught COVID this year. And, you know, you never follow, you know, 48 laws of power. You never follow in a great man's shoes. You just follow in Tom Brady's footsteps, even though, you know, Cam Newton ain't no scrub, but still, you know, when you come and you following that's hard, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm just glad he don't get another year. And I think Bill Belichick, this is a year where he got to prove himself too. And New England, that they don't want to be like the franchise is just getting a new quarterback every year, and that's what the Browns had been doing for 20 years until we got Baker Mayfield. So So that's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a great NFL season. A lot of storylines going into the new year. Let's see. We got about 3 minutes left. A couple quick things. Shout out to Nas. I'm so happy that he, you know, we got the Grammys going on right now, I believe. But shout out to Nas. This is actually his first Grammy that he's ever won. I can't even believe that. Like, damn, man, Nas has been in the game for a minute. But this is the first Grammy he's ever won. So shout out to him winning Rap Album of the Year for King's Disease. Definitely was one of my favorite albums from last year, man. That album came out right when I got back from Detroit, man, and I've just been bumping it ever since. So I'm happy for him, man. So, you know, King's Disease, definitely. Legendary career of Nas, man. It's good to see him get his just due. So shout out to that. And speaking of boxing, you know what I'm saying, I got to give a rest in peace, man, to Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You know, definitely, you know, a legend for his time in boxing. That's actually – when I first can remember watching boxing, man, being a little dude, watching with my father, my grandfather, man, Wild World of Sports. I think I, you know, saw the legendary matchup with him and Marvin Hagler way back in the, probably like 1983 or 84 or some shit, some real old school shit, man. Yeah. I remember just being a young dude. Yeah, but classic shit, man. If you,
Marvin, yeah, Hagler, you know, it's 10:30.
What happened? What's up?
It's 10:30.
It's 10:30 already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What you was about to say something real quick, Smooth, but that's it. I guess we ran out of time. It's a wrap. Well, anyway, rest in peace to Marvin Hagler, man. There was some classic fights with him, Hearns, and Sugar Ray. So anyway, this has been a world famous chop up. This is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black.
Hey.
Everybody, peace, 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 and same time next week. Everybody be safe.